T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Just your thoughts on just coming into the season, the exciting offseason.
You said it, a new ball club, but a better ball club in my opinion. We surprised a lot of people last year. Everybody thought we were going to rebuild again, and we started off pretty good and then got hot. And I don't think anybody was expecting the season we had. Yeah, we had a hiccup in September, but so be it. We learned from it. We added some more additions, better additions to this ball club, and we're ready to play some a little more spring training games and get the season rolling.
Yep, that's Aaron Nola, made his spring debut. So how are you feeling out there today? You went three. I mean, you were dealing out there, a hit, a walk, three strikeouts. You got it up to 97. I think first pitch of the game was 97. How did you feel today? Good?
Yeah, I feel good. I don't think 97. I've never hit 97 in my entire life.
It's a quick gun.
Yeah, I don't think that was right. But I felt good. I was just trying to command all my pitches, throw all three of them for strikes.
That 97 wasn't right?
No. No chance.
No chance, 95, 94?
95, maybe. Yeah. 97, no chance.
But that's the great thing that we saw from you last year is you don't rely on velocity. You watch the pitchers that get swings and misses with velocity, but then when they start to lose some numbers on their fastball, then they become ordinary pitchers. The good ones don't have to do that, and that's what you proved last year. Hey, just looking back at last year, what was the most important thing to your success last year, looking from it this year?
Learning a little more about myself, what I can do, what I'm good at, and what I'm not as good at. And those things I'm not as good at, I need to get better at. And I think each year I'm learning a little bit more about myself, more about my body, and just trying to fine-tune those things that I need to fine-tune.
Yeah, healthy last year, too, which is very important. Did you change routines or anything like that? Got more serious, learned from past injuries?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I learned a lot after the 2016 season, after I went to rehab for my elbow, and then a little back hiccup 2017 at the beginning of the year, and I was healthy all year after that, and then last year I was healthy all year. But just the recovery part, and everybody says it, you got to recover, you got to stay healthy, but you actually look into it, it's harder than you think. You actually got to go out. For me, I got to go out my way and put that recovery work in. And
you got to do it.
Yeah, you got to do it. You can't just kind of rely on, you know, the standard, you know, sleep for me. But I got to do a little more stuff to my body to get myself ready and recover for that fifth game.
You know, a lot of discussion with the ball club, and rightfully so, has been talked about all the new acquisitions, right, and how much the team has improved. But it was also nice to see the organization take care one of his own, you know, coming off of a great season that you came off of last year. You got a new deal yourself. Just talk about, you know, the confidence the organization has shown in you and sort of what it means to you not to have that to even think about, right? The whole, you know, whether or not you get injured before you get paid, that whole thing that we athletes tend to think about at times. You don't have to worry about that type of stuff now.
Yeah, I'm definitely fortunate that they got the confidence in me to do that, to put that out there. And no, it was a good deal for me. I thought it was good for myself and my family, and you know, this is where I want to be. I like it a lot in Philly, and you know, everybody is like a family oriented place. Ever since I came in 2015, they've treated me with respect. The organization, the fan base, treated my family with respect every time they come in and see them. So can't ask for much more. And then now our team is getting better. And like you said earlier, all the sports, you know, all the sports is getting better, and everybody should just kind of take it in.
Enjoy, man. It's a great time to be a fan.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, so what was the reaction with Bryce Harper? I'm assuming you guys were at least following it a little bit in the clubhouse as fans, and as guys that do stuff on the radio, we're obviously following it a lot closer and felt like he was coming here, then he wasn't coming here. But what was the reaction to most of the guys when it finally came down?
Kind of like, seriously? nah, you're joking. And then they're like, no, we're serious. And then you saw Southbury on TV talking to Murph. I'm like, dang, this happened. I'm like, this is pretty cool now. And then everybody got excited.
I know down at the game, Gabe said he looked up at the, you know, fans are yelling at him, being like, he signed him. And he's looking for the check mark on Twitter to make sure it's legit. When you faced him when he was with the Nats, how would you approach him? How good of a hitter is he?
He's a good hitter, man. I had the most success this past year against him. And then early on in when I got caught up, he got me a good bit and kind of made some adjustments. But even after the success I had this past year with him, he's still not an easy guy to face. He's still a guy you don't really want to face with guys on base, because one swing of the AB can change the game.
Right.
Can change that ERA, and he can lead off a game with one swing of the bat. I mean, he led off first, second, third, fourth in the order. I mean, he can pretty much do it all. But, I mean, he's tough, man.
You mentioned he got the best of you early. You sort of figured things out and got the best of him last year.
Yeah, he got me his second to last at bat. Yeah. Right.
Now, does that come up in conversation when you guys meet up?
Yeah,
that has to come up. Yeah, that's typical.
He said I did him a favor throwing him a changeup.
He was looking for it, huh? He spent the bat.
Probably over that hitter's eye, he'd have hit it if it was over here.
All right, so being lost in the Bryce Harper signing is the trade for Real Muto. First, talk about him as a hitter when you faced him quite a bit. He hurt the Phillies a couple times last
JT?
Year. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's a heck of a player. He does it all, too. Probably the fastest catcher in the league, too. I mean, stealing bases, tagging up. Smart behind the dish, can hit. I think it was a really good pickup for us. Watching him across the way for a few years, we know what he can do behind the plate, at the plate, how to call a game. And just by working with him in my bullpens and live batting practice, then today, he's calling a pretty good game already. And I think the more spring training goes on and the once the season starts and that goes on, I think it's just going to get better for us, our relationship, and then the relationship with him and all of our other pitchers is just going to get better.
Marks and Reese on 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting away from our Tasty Cake studio. We're live at Spectrum Field in Clearwater. Aaron Nola. Last year, Aaron, listen, you were right there in the Cy Young conversation. Not in the conversation. You were right there pretty much until the last week of the season. So you have that success. Does that make you work even harder in the off season, or like how do you make sure that next season that you don't go down? I don't know how you top what you did last year. I guess you can, but what do you do in the off season to make sure that you have that same kind of success?
The same thing. Not try to do anything crazy. To stay healthy all off season and stay with my workout routine with my trainer back home, and just try to get stronger in certain areas that I need to get stronger in, but. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to have a better or worse year this year. I mean, nothing's guaranteed. Only God knows. I don't know. But I'm going to do everything in my power to prepare for those games and compete every time I take them out.
It's going to be crazy up there this year, Aaron. It's going to be crazy.
I think it will.
Yeah.
You feeling the buzz from the fans, from social media and everything else? You really feel it?
Yeah. I mean, we're definitely ready to get going. A few more spring training games, though.
And right.
You got some time.
Sure. Yeah, we got a little time. Sure. But, yeah, we're definitely ready to get things started.
All right, I got to end on this. You're obviously a native of Louisiana, and you're a Saints fan, right? I think one of the last times we talked, you were a Saints guy. Yeah, that one hurt this year for for our team in green.
Hurt this year for our team in black and gold, too.
What did you think of that?
Yeah, you had to know he was going to
say
that.
I think it hurt worse for us.
No, but that's where I was leading to. See, Aaron, how does the NFL allow that play to happen and then not make any changes to where they don't ensure that to happen again?
I don't know. I think they should just kind of look at it
Seems closer,
because
right?
You can't. That's the most obvious call ever.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Pretty much hit him like a pancake before the ball even got to him. I mean. I don't know. I can't explain that.
Did you boycott the Super Bowl like everybody else in NOLA?
No, I watched it. I'm a Tom Brady fan, but who wouldn't want to watch the two 40-year-old greatest of all time quarterbacks go head-to-head? That's just my opinion.
Pretty amazing. Hey, Aaron, we'll talk to you again soon. Enjoy the rest of spring training.
Man.
Get ready.
Right,
and
thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks. All right, guys. Thanks.
There he is, Aaron Nola, the great Phillies pitcher who got it underway. Didn't throw 97. You know, Jim Salisbury said 97, but had a very good first outing for the Phillies today. So there you go. As they're Ike, the Phillies are we're still tied at one.
Yep.
Entering the bottom of the
ninth inning.
They don't do extras, right?
No.
Thankfully, right?
No, they don't do extras. Like a preseason game going into overtime.
Yes. You don't want to do that.
No.
No. You don't want to do that.
I can see a defense letting an offense score just so the game will be over with.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you just get this over and get out of here.
More or less want to lose. Ike, we have a great event that's coming up on Monday for the station. It's the Birds.
Yes.
It's the Birds Town Hall. It's Monday, March 11th, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. McGurk's Pub and Grill. That's on Horsham Road, 307 Horsham Road in Horsham. We were there last year. Great time, great place. Brought to you by NovaCare Rehabilitation. The Birds Town Hall is an all-day roundtable discussion about the upcoming Eagles offseason with our hosts and special guests talking everything Birds. Special guests Ross Tucker, Mike Lombardi, Ruben Frank, Merrill Reese, Mike Quick, Shiel Kapadia, Bo Wolf, Dave Spadaro, Glenn McNeil, Ray Didinger, and Elliot Shore Parks will be at the IKEA free agency desk reporting on all the legal tampering and free agency rumors, plus Miller Lite specials all day, appearances by Swoop, Eagles cheerleaders, and your opportunity to get your picture taken with the Eagles Super Bowl 52 championship ring. More info, 94WIP.com/townhall.
Dude, I don't even know if I can handle NFL free agency, bro. Like, I mean, the Phillies have basically zapped me. With everything they've done.
It's good that it's next week.
Yeah. And I'm going to need a few days to recover.
Yeah, not this week. This week we're overloaded with everything. Right. We wouldn't have been able to do it.
Like, Bryce Harper isn't like a normal signing.
No.
Right?
No, I honestly, like, I don't even think we realize, because we're so knee-deep in it, we don't realize how big this is.
Right.
It hasn't even really hit us. Kind of like the Eagles Super Bowl. It didn't hit us until afterwards. We're like, damn, they won the Super Bowl.
Right. When Bryce is winning the MVP in October and we're heading to the postseason, we're like, yeah, we do have Bryce Harper.
He's here and he's not leaving anytime soon.
Yeah. He is the favorite to win the National League MVP, right?
He is. Yes, he is. And he will join us coming up here. We already spoke with him. I'm telling you, I'm not just saying this because we did the interview.
Oh, no, you want to.
No, this is, and it's not about us. It's about Bryce.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with us except that we're here. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do an interview as well as Angelo does. Angelo.
That's an interviewer.
He asked the great questions to get the great answers. Bryce just gave his great answer. So.
Yeah. Which is. Often the best.
Yep.
Especially when you're doing sort of an introduction type of a interview to everybody. So, you know, the great thing with him, he was more than willing to sit here and chat with us and wasn't short with us at all and said some real good things that I think will have Phillies fans pumped up, man. It'll have Philly fans pumped up. I love the fact that he gave us a little bit of personality.
He did.
In there, right?
He did, yeah.
You know, he gave us a little bit of personality in there. So, and that's what we know from watching Bryce Harper from afar, that you could see sort of you it's almost like you're trying to read a book from the cover, right? You're judging a book from the cover, right? You haven't necessarily read the pages. You see the cover, so you kind of form your opinion.
Based on the little that you've seen.
Yeah, and we've got to see different spectrums of Bryce Harper. Right, we've seen the dirty uniform, the play hard, the flair for the dramatic. I still think about the home run derby last year. I haven't watched a home run derby in I don't know how long. I watched that thing
last
year and how he won that thing with his dad.
And how about this? Now he's in it as a Philly.
Yes.
Now he's in the All-Star game as a Philly.
Yes.
How about that?
So that was great watching him last year. So then you. You see the press conference Saturday, and you're like, dude, he's been in that press conference for 40 minutes. He had to be tired of answering these questions.
Indeed.
So you don't know what you're going to get when he comes up here with us.
You do not.
Man, he gave it to us like it was the first time. It was the first time he got a chance to speak to the city.
We got extra, Ike. And I feel like we're going to be buddies with him going forward. We're already friends.
Got my Bryce tattoo ordered up.
Yeah? They win the World Series, you're getting Bryce on your back?
No.
He just said it, Ben.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.